Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham and Dr. Jill Hubbard. And you, glad you're with us today here on New Life.
I find myself constantly trying to take care of everything for my husband.
I'm in a marriage. I just got married 3 months ago, and it's a complete disaster.
I feel like my life is nothing but a rut.
Well, that's good news, because a rut has two open ends. A grave has the ends already filled in.
Boundaries don't have to have timelines. You just simply say, when this behavior ceases, when you get into therapy, when you do the following things, then we will talk.
God's whole program is, when we've been trying it one way, then we try it His way.
Play therapy or drawing, art therapy, that works really well
takes
with children.
Time.
That's what your 30 days of celibacy has brought to light, is that, okay, you can manage this, but boy, he can't.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. This is Steve Arterburn, and joining me in the studio today, Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hey, Steve.
And Dr. Sherry Denham.
Hello.
The two people that you love to hear, the women, the females. And so maybe today we're especially appealing to you women to help us in a very serious situation. As I shared yesterday, we are in need of $200,000 between now and October 31st, and we're going to need that every month. And yesterday, we had a lot of people calling and supporting us, but it's not nearly enough if we're going to get there. And so, you know, I'd love to just do the program as we normally do, but today I'm just asking you to support us, if you never have. I have a friend that is gay, and he emails me and complains about all the things that we say about homosexuality here on the program. And he emailed yesterday saying, look, I don't agree with your stuff, but I don't want you to go off the air. And he donated $100. So I'm saying,
who would he argue with then, right?
Yeah. I'm saying, if Devin can do it, you can do it too. It really would mean a lot for us. You know, in Luke 9, Jesus asked someone to follow them, and that person said, well, hey, let me go bury the dead first. And Jesus said, let somebody else do that. I've asked you to follow me. And there are all sorts of excuses that you could use not to support this ministry. And I believe it's God's ministry, and we're asking for God simply to do what God wants done here. I really want to know what it is God wants me personally to do next, and what this ministry is supposed to do next. And if the support comes in, then we're going to know. But if it doesn't, we go off the air. And the first location is Pittsburgh, and I can only imagine where number two would be. So we need your help today. And you're there, you're by yourself, and you've got a phone, probably, and you could call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could do it right now, 1-800-639-5433, if God is leading you to do that. Or you're at home, and you could go online at newlife.com, or you could pick up the phone and call that toll-free number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and tell them, okay, I'm with Devin. I will donate $100 to keep these people on the air so that Devin can continue to argue with us. So I'm sure he's horrified to know that I'm using him to help raise money. But you know what? We love everybody here. We're a guilt-free zone, I hope. And we love Devin. And so if you want to keep us on the air, would you do like him and support us with $100, $200, $1,000? We had a $10,000 and a $5,000 gift yesterday.
So many wonderful people yesterday called and were so encouraging. Yeah. So do need others to stand with them.
We didn't get the $100,000 or the $200,000 gift, and maybe that's you, or maybe it's $100,000. I don't know. But would you keep us on the air or not? I mean, maybe that's not the plan that God has. And if not, we'll accept that and we'll look to do the next right thing, whatever it is, because we want God's will over our own. 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. We'll be back right after this.
You think I'm a great person, full of life and fun to be around. You say you love me, but if you knew what was going on in my head, I don't think you'd love me anymore. I saw my first girly magazine when I was 7, and I was hooked. I look at porn every chance I get. I've tried to stop over and over again. Sometimes it works for a couple days, but then I fall right back into my old ways.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I want to stop. I need help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
All right, we are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Sherry Denham. And if you stay tuned at 30 minutes after the hour, we're going to interview a woman who is an example of New Life having an influence on someone's life. She used to weigh 500 pounds. And when I met her, she couldn't walk. She was in a wheelchair. And
you've showed us her pictures this mm-hmm. morning.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
She weighs 230. I mean, she's lost 230 pounds.
Two people.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. lost two people's worth of weight. And she is quite a story.
She's lost Sherry and I.
Yeah.
She's going to...
on a good month.
She's going to be on the air with us 30 minutes after. And she's an inspiration to me and all of us. So stay tuned. But we'll go to the calls, but I just want to be sure that everybody is aware that we need your help right now. And there are a lot of excuses that you could use, and you may have never supported a radio program, and you don't even know how easy it is or hard. It's easy. You just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You pull over on the side of the road, you get out your wallet, you give us the credit card number, and that's all you have to do. It's just that easy.
Well, and I think, Steve, it's important to mention we wouldn't be asking if the need were not great.
No.
And if we had any other options, right? But this is a listener-supported ministry.
Yeah.
So we don't want to lose any areas.
No.
You know, I think Pittsburgh, it grieves my heart. We've had New Life weekends out in that area.
Yeah.
And
right.
we have such a great listenership out in that area.
We
so
do.
Please, please, please help us stay on.
Amen. All right, let's talk with Tiffany from Knoxville, Tennessee. WRJZ is the station. Hello, Tiffany.
Hello.
Hi. How could we help you?
Well, first I'd like to say, you know, how much that your show has helped me. And even though I wasn't really able to afford to donate much, I have called in and done that this week.
Thank you, Tiffany.
I've had credit cards before, so.
Thanks.
Thank you.
No problem. My question is, my fiance is an assistant pastor of a church.
Okay.
And last month I found things that he's having sexual integrity issues, I believe is the correct way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And he is anticipating going to the Every Man's Battle this next month.
Okay.
But my question is, being an assistant pastor, and he has put that position on hold where he's not teaching or preaching, but how long should he do that?
6 months.
6 months.
And I think you should not be his fiance for 6 months.
Well, the engagement is on hold.
Okay. That's good, because that says to him, you either take care of this or there's nothing here. So that's good.
Right.
That's motivation.
And you know what, Tiffany, I would suggest you consider is coming to the Women in the Battle.
Right.
In the spring.
I've bought the Every Heart Restored book, and I'm working through the work part.
Good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. But you really need to kind of understand what he's struggling with. Because it's
you know, not something that you can just get over in a few weeks, not even 6 months.
No.
I mean, you know, it's going to be him really taking a look at how he's been hooked. I mean, what is he doing that when you say sexual integrity, what is that? What did you discover? What has he revealed?
Online pornography, chatting with women, talking with women.
Here's the best advice that I can give you, all right? You don't have to marry him, and you need to act like you may not.
That's been accomplished.
Okay, because...
Good for you. That's a hard thing.
It's a very hard position. A lot of women never get there. But that's where you need to be right now, is that I don't have to marry you, and there's a good chance I won't, because, as you know, that's pretty serious, chatting with other women while you're engaged. That's a big breach right there. Huge.
And which means it's not going to stop once you get married.
Right.
He may fool himself into thinking that it will.
I don't know if you know my story, Tiffany, but I was married to a pastor that struggled with sexual integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't stop after we got married. In fact, as I heard Jill say that, some of his friends, because I was unaware, some of his friends actually thought once he was married, it would go away.
That's the bifurcation myth, that there's you eat wedding cake, and the person you were before you ate wedding cake, totally different afterwards. That the character you didn't have, the sneaky stuff, it goes away. And it doesn't. It's just a myth.
And they think, well, once you start having sex,
right,
and you could have a real woman, then...
Yeah, I understand it's not about the sex. It's an emotional problem, and that's how they... whatever.
Well, it's an emotional problem, and it's an addiction. It actually changes brain chemistry. I mean, there's dopamine changes that are happening in his brain right now that are creating cravings.
He gets a hit
for him to want more. Speaking
of dope, obviously the guy didn't know who he was dealing with if he's messing around on you. Because the person I know, it's going to be trouble. He's lucky that he wasn't attacked in the middle of the night unknowingly by you. And
by me?
Changed forever. So
changed forever.
I am not the same woman I was then.
Oh, so,
I have really, really made some changes in the midst of it. But Tiffany, we're proud of you for making a stand. And I guess...
For not being a wimpy woman.
Yeah. And having a sense of value and worth.
Mm-hmm.
But as Steve has implored you to seriously take a look at this. And, you know, the amazing things is these men, you know, some of them are so charming and amazing and incredible, very talented, very gifted, godly guys.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're hooked.
Now, he can absolutely love you and put all this off in this little compartment over here.
Yeah.
But he doesn't love you if he doesn't integrate that compartment into the rest of his life with consistency, authenticity, and integrity. So doesn't mean he didn't love you, but now's the time for him to show you whether or not he does.
Right, and actions speak louder than words. And I'm hoping that every man's battle will truly help him. And but I'm a little just apprehensive. His pastor, I think, it went through something similar. And so they're already discussing, you know, maybe you shouldn't sit down for that long. I'm afraid the longer you sit down, the more bitter you'll be. And I'm just like, whoa, you people need a reality check.
Tiffany.
Yeah. By the way, you know that saying, actions speak louder than words? Just stop it with actions speak.
Right.
Period. Words are meaningless in this situation. It's just watching what he does. And already he should be going to a support group, is he?
He's seeing a psychiatrist, although those weeks that he's not going in between, there seems to be an issue with them. Finding, getting the correct appointments on time. They put him on medication. He was in an outpatient program.
Okay. Say this to him. Hey, if you're really serious about this issue and winning back my heart, this week you're going to go to a couple of meetings. You find the meetings. You find the support group. Maybe it's Celebrate Recovery. Maybe it's Sex Addicts Anonymous. But I'm going to sit here, and on Saturday, I'm going to ask you a question. Did you go to a meeting or not? And if you didn't go to two meetings, I think that says everything about our future.
I mean, he's in a situation right now with his job where he's working 70 hours a week, so it's not even feasible.
It is feasible. Totally
Tiffany,
feasible.
There are these groups morning, afternoon, and night.
On the weekend.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
He's already using excuses. There are no excuses in recovery.
No excuses. I mean, think about it. This is your life here. And if he's not willing to find a way to get to one or two meetings a week, no matter how many hours, it is more valuable that he leave work after his 70th hour and go to a meeting than he go home and get sleep. That's the attitude.
Why is he working 70 hours in the first place?
Why is he working 70 hours?
They're just doing overtime. He works in a manufacturing plant.
Okay. So he's working at a manufacturing plant and ministry? He's kind of doing both?
Yeah, he's not paid to do the assistant pastor.
Well, he may have to say to the plant, I have to work 10 hours less a week now. Because I think,
it's
Tiffany,
his life
you're
or a little
worth
extra
it.
Money.
You're worth it. But, you know, already I've got some doubts here. He's not going to meetings. He's using excuses.
He's being a workaholic.
He's kind of gotten you on his side on the not feasible thing. And it's totally, he should go, listen, this is temporary, but he should go to a meeting rather than go to church if he can't, you know, find time any other time. I'm not saying the meeting should replace church.
But for a period of time, when you are struggling, you have to immerse yourself in healing.
It's like if he had a kidney problem, it would probably be more important if the only time he could get dialysis was during church. It'd probably be better to go get dialysis than go to church because, you know, you can watch church on television or what, and he'll go back to church again if he's truly recovering. So we have concerns, but I like your attitude. Just be a little more specific with them, and I think you'll be in good shape, okay?
And Tiffany, one more thing. Will you just consider getting help for you?
Yeah.
I want you to walk in with your eyes wide open. You know, women in the battle, we opened it up, so it's not just wives. It's women. If you have been attracted to a man who is a sex addict, we have to kind of take a look and say, what is it about me that I got attracted to him, that I got hooked? And many times there's kind of some unconscious, there's things, intensity. We trade intensity for intimacy. And, you know, we're drawn to that intensity of an addict. We don't even know what it is.
As
but
well
it's
as
like,
the distance in the intimacy.
True. Absolutely. Right? Can you say a little bit more about that?
Right. Yeah. I think that, you know, people kind of pair up with what they struggle with. And you may not struggle with sexual addiction, but we all have a certain degree of intimacy issues. And so the distance that a sex addict keeps from true intimacy is often mirrored in the partner where that feels comfortable. So it's a comfortable, familiar distance that you go into.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the part you have to look at in you. What are you afraid of?
Yep.
I'm going to send you Walking Into Walls. I hope you like it. It's the new book. I think it's going to help you. And we'll get that out to you there. Okay, let's go to John from Dallas, Texas. Listens online. Hello, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
I did want to let you guys know, also to all the listeners out there, that I think it's a dire need to support New Life because it has been essential for me in my relationship, and it's really helped me. And I'm a college kid, but I plan on donating some, so I'd encourage everyone else to as well.
Great.
Wow,
but,
John, thanks.
Thank you.
So any age you can donate, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I encourage that. But my question is, I've actually called before on the show about boundaries with friendships of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
And my fiance now, weird saying that, but we are going through a bit of a rough spot in that she feels controlled by me and how she relates to people of the opposite sex, but I feel uncomfortable with the way that she does relate to the opposite sex.
Okay. How does she relate to the opposite sex?
She's a very affectionate person, so she also values a lot of her long-standing friendships. Now, some of these friendships, these guys in particular, have lost a little bit of their values, but still she really does like to spend time talking with them on the phone. Even if, you know, she's in town, she'll go out to lunch with them. And, you know, sometimes it's an hour or two conversation, and, you know, relationships come up, problems they're dealing with come up, and that type of thing. And so I guess I've heard so many different perspectives on different ministries, but I'm really having a tough time wondering what I should be okay with as far as emotional intimacy.
We'll give you the correct answer.
Thank you.
I guarantee you 100% it'll be the correct answer. How about that?
Awesome.
You don't ever have to call another ministry. Now, why do I say that? Because Jill and Sherry are here. And if Jill and Sherry are here, you're going to get the correct answer. Anyway, this is exactly why we're on the air, you know, to help a person deal with issues like this. And if you can help us stay on the air, would it hurt to give $100? If it would hurt, could you do it anyway? 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Please help us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're talking with John. He's engaged, and his engagee likes to have lunch with the old guys and two-hour lunches, talk on the phone. I've guaranteed he'll get the right answer here. Okay, Jill, go ahead.
Okay. Well, and I was just telling Sherry, I have kind of mixed feelings on this issue because, John, you're in college, and college is a time where, you know, you're kind of in the dorms with people, or you're with a lot of college co-eds, and people develop all kinds of relationships and a lot of kind of brother sisterly type relationships, and you just have access more, so it makes sense that you know, there's going to be a lot of talking and interacting. I think the issue here is maybe one of sensitivity. First of all, if you present it to her as if she is supposed to cut off half of the human race, I don't know a woman who wouldn't resist that kind of control.
Good point.
But if you talk about it in a way of, you know, that you have some awareness that maybe some of the issue lies with you, and that maybe it's a security issue, and that you need to feel included in these relationships, and that extended periods of time with someone of the opposite sex or one-on-one feels like it's just a setup. Even if that person is innocent,
not every person is, and it may not always be on her side. It could be on the other side. I think it's harder for men to have female friendships without any attraction than for women to have male friendships with no attraction.
Okay.
So I think it's easier for her to think, well, this is just a guy who's like my brother.
Right. Yeah.
But the guy, I don't know. The guy may see something. And so so I think that sensitivity, for her to, you know, be a little more sensitive to the fact that there's maybe some insecurity in you. And that, not that you're outright accusing her of anything, but that when you start going from what I like to say is like from a me to a we, you have to start protecting that relationship. And so to be talking about what, how does she see that looking, you know, as you guys proceed?
Okay. Sherry?
Yeah. Hey, John, have you ever had a relationship that you've invested in that you have had someone betray you or, you know, go out behind your back?
Well, you know, when I was younger, I guess in high school, you know, that happened, and then my dad actually left my, or cheated on my mom, which...
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Adds to the picture.
Yeah. So there have been some breaches of trust that have been significant in your life and caused your world to turn upside down.
Right.
Have you talked about that with your fiancé? Does she understand kind of the intensity of that?
Yeah, and the good thing is that she's really sensitive to it. It's just we're in this place where we're both just so frustrated because I guess I do tell her that, you know, part of it is my insecurity. And then, you know, she acknowledges, like, you know, yeah, I want to be sensitive to you on that. And, you know, I won't be alone with these guys all the time. But sometimes I would like to. And it's just, you know, I guess I still have that root of, like, you know, if I hear she's talking to her guy friend on the phone tonight, you know, then I'm just going to get all insecure and wonder, what are they talking about?
It.
Like, is this okay? Is this allowed?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what to do.
Well, and you trusted your dad, right?
Didn't
you trust your dad? And your dad went out on your mom. You didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
It caught you by surprise. Have you done any work on that, just personally? Have you done some therapy to kind of help unpack that pain in your own heart?
Not extensively, no.
Okay.
I have talked about it in therapy, but not extensively.
I would recommend that you do that. You know, not to negate what's going on, but just when we have an open wound that hasn't really healed yet, it's going to be sensitive. And just being married, it's still going to be sensitive. So it really requires going in and cleaning it out and then seeing how it feels after that point, that you've really done some significant work.
So that you can start to distinguish between what happened to you early on in life with your dad and what's going on with your fiancé.
I'd like to add one thing.
Sure.
You might want to ask your fiancé, when was the last time one of these guys asked you, are you sure you're doing the right thing?
That's a good question.
Because it would be really hard for them to not ask that question in just normal conversation.
Yeah.
Therefore, your insecurity would be validated because nobody wants somebody going around other people that are asking, are you sure you're doing the right thing? That's just human nature. That you wouldn't like people saying that to your fiance.
You mean about me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're saying to her, are you sure you're doing the right thing?
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying, I think your sensitivity to this is justified because that's what guys say to girls when they're having lunch with them for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I also think that at some point, and maybe you're not the one to break it to her as tough as this, but she is going to have to say goodbye to half of the human race. I mean, she can't do this while you're married. It's just too fraught with temptation and difficulty. A lot of people disagree with me on this, but...
Well, he needs to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You have friends as a couple.
Everything she does needs to be known by you, should be approved by you, should be including you. And the same goes for her.
Yeah.
And you. Whatever.
Absolutely.
And it's so funny, Steve, because I don't know if this up-and-coming culture has really kind of taken that in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds like it's dated or traditional, but I don't think it is.
No, I don't
think
either.
It's just putting a hedge of protection around those that you love.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back after this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places. And New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, everybody. Max Licato here. As a pastor, I've seen how important it is for people to come and get good Christian counsel. People make decisions that turn out to be the wrong decision. I heard Steve Arterburn say on New Life not too long ago that the same thinking that got you into your mess isn't going to get you out of it. If you find yourself in a spot and you don't know what the next right thing to do is, then won't you call the good people at New Life? They have a network of Christian counselors around the country that's more than 850 strong. Call today 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. And tell them you need to find someone to help you. They're likely to have a counselor in your area to help you with whatever you're struggling with. It will be good, godly counsel. Call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I'm going to send Walking Into Walls. I hope it'll be read and used. And, you know, I think we've got an interview coming up, don't we, Terry? But we don't have, not yet. Okay. All right. Let's go to Diane from Fort Worth, Texas. She watches us on the NRB network. We're glad that she does. And if you're watching us on television, we, because of our financial situation, we have suspended production of our television show, and we're going to have to run reruns. And then the next step is we just have to go off television altogether. And so if you're watching us on FamilyNet or NRB network, please sit down and support this ministry. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. But first, let's talk with Diane from Fort Worth. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you?
Great. And yourself?
Concerned, but I want to let you know that I watched you for the first time today.
Yes.
Wow.
And I became a member.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awfully nice of
you.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Well, how could we help you, member?
Well, I have a little problem. I've been a Christian since I was 8. I was baptized and saved at that time.
Okay.
I married after high school, had a child, raised him. He went off to Iraq. And every day I prayed and prayed and prayed.
Okay.
He came home, and Mother's Day a year ago, the girl that he's with told him, I don't know what she told him, but now he will not talk to me.
Hmm.
I keep leaving him text messages. I keep writing him. I keep sending him things. And he accepts everything, but he won't talk to me. And I have been the mom and dad in his life all of his life.
How long has this gone on?
Mother's Day was a year ago.
Okay.
Wow, how
so sorry. Yeah.
And I have prayed and prayed and prayed about this.
So
Diane, you think it's something that she said?
I know it is.
How do you know that?
A third source.
Okay. So...
See, I was born... I was raised where he lives. And I have a lot of people that I know there. And I have gotten phone calls and have been told, you know, they know he's not talking to me. And some of it's family, some of it's friends. And I know what she told him.
What'd she tell him?
Yeah, can you tell us?
Yeah. She told him that I went on his Facebook and found out that he was cheating on her. I've never been on Facebook in my life. I have a computer, and I refuse to use it because I really believe that the kids that are coming up in this day and time are not using it for the right purpose.
Now, let me ask you this. Was she cheating on him?
Yes. And she still is, and flirting.
Okay, so seems like to
and
me
they have a four-year-old child.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And they he has another son that's 12 that now all of a sudden he's becoming real concerned about him. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what I did was I got down one night and I prayed about it and I lifted him up. And I said, God, I'm giving him to you. You loaned him to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving him back to you. I need you to intercede.
Okay.
And let your light shine on his
right.
face.
Well, let's just try to look at this thing here. One scenario is after being overseas, after the realities of his life, he's just not willing or wanting to deal with the reality of his situation right now.
No, I know that, and
okay.
I believe he has PTSD.
Okay, so every time he talks to you...
It's reality.
Mm-hmm. It's reality, and right now, for whatever reason, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying it looks like you're the face of reality, and he's not wanting to deal with that right now. And you don't know what his post-traumatic stress would do for him. Maybe this is the only way he can survive right now, is to let some things go, or that's what he's thinking in his mind. I can't survive anymore. I've got to deal with what
much,
I can deal
yeah.
with.
Well, that's true. And right after he got back, well, he was due to come home, and then they extended him.
Yeah. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. So is there anything you want to add to that, Jill?
Well,
yeah.
Well, hold on just a second. I want Jill and
okay.
and I want
Sherry
and Jill to help you. Sorry about that.
That's okay. You wear a name tag.
Yeah. We do. I got to start bringing mine in. I forgot it today.
Diane, you know, one thing that isn't often talked about is kind of the mother wound, that from the time you give birth, it is continual loss with children. You know,
it is.
You
it's
have
like a broken heart.
It is. And so then they reach adulthood and you've had this job and you have to let go even more. And even though he's not married, he has a child with her. So in that, you know, there's a bit of perhaps the leaving and cleaving. You know, for him to be a man, he can't always be running back to mom.
Well, I let go of him when I decided to move here and he decided to stay where he was.
Right.
And I let him be his own person, you know, and he would call from time to time. And then he got married.
Okay, he did get married.
Yeah, and they had his first child.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
And she almost died.
Okay.
Just like I did.
All right, hold on.
He called me crying.
Okay, so...
Right.
Let's just deal with what we can deal with, what he may be going through.
Right. So he's married now. So in the leaving and cleaving, she has become the number one woman in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, because of her wanting to protect her indiscretion, you are a threat to that.
Yeah.
And, you know, with a mother and or I mean with a wife and a mother-in-law, That's a really hard thing when you become a threat.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important that you do what you can to try to bridge the gap.
Yeah.
Maybe reaching out to her and just letting him know that you are there when he needs you, but that, you also will give him his space.
That's
and
brilliant.
Respect that.
Rather than be angry at her and work through mm-hmm. him to her, you go to her and you try
right,
to build
right.
the bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's going to be difficult for this lady to
it
do
is,
here.
It
I think
is.
It's going to be hard. And after forgetting Sherry's name, I guess you don't have anything to say.
No, I just, well, I'm
a nameless person.
Sorry about that.
Exactly, exactly. No, I was just kind of looking at her son's broken relationships.
Yeah.
He's got a series of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a divorce, now he's with another woman, and kind of there's a pattern. Mm-hmm. Of brokenness, and so mom's feeling the pain of that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, before we go to one of my heroes in life, I just want to remind people that we have been challenged in a way never before, that we either come to grips with our financial situation, that we're able to write a check for our radio time for $200,000 on October 31st or not. And we had a great response yesterday, but it wasn't enough. And I'm asking you, if you value this program, that you would support us. Maybe you've never supported a ministry. Maybe you've never supported us. And $100 would be a big sacrifice to you, or $1,000 or $2,000. Whatever you can do, would you send it to us? Would you get it to us by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com?
I was asking Jill earlier today, you know, because this seemed to come up all of a sudden, and that's how it happens,
yes,
right?
That's right?
I mean, I was like,
right.
we were here, yeah,
we were
fine,
doing
but
so
it can
great.
Drop, the bottom can right. drop out that quickly.
And that's what
yeah.
happened
yeah.
in September.
Yeah.
And then when we did the accounting for September, it was a disaster.
Yeah,
and
so we need you now.
Couldn't send the money for the radio time.
Yeah.
1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. All right, on the line is one of my heroes. Pam, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
That's good. Well, I'm good. You, the last time I saw you, you were in a wheelchair.
I was using a cane, but I was close to being in a wheelchair.
The first time I saw you, you were in a wheelchair, weren't you?
No. But I was getting close to being immobile.
I thought so. At 500 pounds, you were able to get around.
Yeah, not real well, but yeah, I would just be able to walk like you know just a few feet, and then have to find a place to sit down.
Wow!
Until I caught my breath.
Well, I guess it was that other lady that was in the wheelchair. I had you confused. But you have lost how much weight now since that 500?
I've lost 230 pounds.
Unbelievable.
Woo!
Okay, we
amazing.
Want to find out how right after this.
I counsel people every single day. I help marriages. I help broken people find healing. I teach the good news of a Savior that loves us. But why can't I accept it myself and break free from this bondage? I can't stop looking at pictures that I shouldn't be looking at, and fantasizing and lusting, and now I've taken it a step further and gone to a strip club. I have to stop. I want to stop.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I need help, and I can't do this on my own. I want to be the pastor that God wants me to be.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Well, I tell you, I'm batting 1,000 today here with Jill and Dr. Shelley. And here I am. I thought that Pam had been in a wheelchair. No, it was just a very strong cane that she had there. She's lost 230 pounds. Pam, tell us how you did it.
Well, I came to your seminar in 2006,
okay,
and I learned a couple things there that really stuck with me, and one was on connecting.
Okay.
And I had always been one that just kind of, I had friends, but I wouldn't really open up a lot, and then I would just eat to stuff down the emotions.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, learning from the connecting, and we talked at the end of the seminar, and one of the things that you told me, because I was like, okay, I've got it now, and you did tell me that, because I had been considering bariatric surgery,
mm-hmm.
and you told me, you said, you know, don't take it totally out of the equation, because some people need an extra tool.
Right.
So I did end up having bariatric surgery in 2008, and at that time I was 510 pounds.
Wow.
And but I feel that God led me. He's been leading me through this whole thing. From 2006 to 2008, it was dealing a lot with the emotions and everything that had gotten me there.
Yeah. Well, and then, the thing is, we've seen people so often get bariatric surgery, and they don't do what you mm-hmm. did, getting the trainer, doing the other things, and then they override the surgery.
Right.
And I bet that was one. Yeah, I bet you've been around some people that you've watched that happen.
Yeah, that's one thing that even with the surgery, it's just a tool. It's not the magic cure. You still have to do the work. And that was, you know, from the surgeon to the support group to the gym that I go to, which is at Ohio State University. It's the Center for Wellness and Prevention. That's where I met Randy, my trainer. And he has just been such a support, and that mm-hmm. was the connecting that you had referred to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, I want to encourage everybody, if you've got a phone or a smartphone or computer, you go to newlife.com, and there's a picture of Pam before at her 500 pounds, and then a picture of her now having lost 230 pounds. What do you say to people, Pam? We've got another Lose It for Life coming up. What do you say to somebody who's kind of vacillating between going and not?
It's definitely worth it. I even went to a second one in 2009 after I'd lost 130 mm-hmm. pounds. And even then, you know, it was still a learning experience. You know, it really helps to, you know, especially with the small groups, you get to talk things through. And from what I've seen of your information now, that you even have the physical part as far as somebody coming in with exercise.
Right.
Is that
right.
What I've seen?
Right. And this time we're introducing this new Healthy 100s plan where you memorize, you learn what 100 calories looks like, different food portions, which is easier than looking at a portion of food and trying to figure out how many calories it is. You know, because you know that a croissant is about, you know, about one-third of that's going to be 100 calories. So
yeah.
We're going to be talking about that, too. Well, Pam, thank you so much for sharing with us and being with us today. I mean, you're the reason that New Life exists. You're the reason that we're here. We rejoice in the things that God has done for you. Along the way of losing weight, what has happened in your spiritual life?
Well, I just have a closer relationship with God, and
just know that he's looking after me because I've seen him in every step of this progression. And even when I've been frustrated, one of the things that I did want to say is a statement that you've made that has become my saying is, when you don't know what to do, do the next right thing.
There you are. I love that.
Yeah. Well,
vintage Steve.
God bless you. And I'm so glad that this change has occurred since 2006. It's been a gradual change. You've maintained it. And I hope you'll continue to stay in touch with us, okay?
Oh, certainly. And thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you, Pam. And if anybody is interested, we have a Lose It for Life coming up. And we would love for you to go. There's not all that much time left to sign up. But it's in November. It's back east. It's Lose It for Life. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com.
You know, it's amazing to hear her testimony because it really is a change from the inside out.
Yeah, right.
It's different than just bariatrics. It's like
it's not just one thing.
It's not. No. It was a change. She connected and you know, made a big difference.
And if you're the lady in the wheelchair, I'd like to know who you are.
And how much weight you've lost.
Yes.
Because somewhere out there is a lady in a wheelchair. Well, we've been, Mylan's going to be in Berkeley, California this Saturday doing a 6-hour How We Love Our Kids. I want to mention that to you, First Presbyterian Church. And you can look on our website, newlife.com, for the details. But as we close out the program here the last 3 minutes, I want to ask you again to consider whether or not you can help us. You've heard, Pam, this is one of many stories of life change. And there are so many stories of sex addicts who have had this same kind of life change. There are marriages that have absolutely turned around. And maybe it's through some of the How We Love material. Maybe it's because of somebody going to Every Man's Battle and pulling it back together. When I hear somebody say, I've had 1,000 days of sexual integrity, when you support us, you're part of that 1,000 days. And I got to tell you something. If you don't support us, and we're dealing with the reality of this, we're saying to God, if this is your will, okay. But if you don't support us, we're not going to be here for you. We can't be. There's no other way I can do it other than support from you. I can't take out a loan. I can't put it on a credit card. It's just got to be you. And if you've never supported us, I'm asking you to pick up the phone and say, okay, here's $100. And maybe you can do more. Some have given $1,000 and some, we had one $5,000 and a $10,000. But we haven't had the $100,000 gift, so we're not there. But we need somebody to step in with $100,000 and somebody with $50,000. But right now for you, could you just call us and encourage us or not? And if you will, just say, here's $100. Here, stay on the air.
And, or even like today in honor of Pam, $230. Yeah, just in honor of what happened.
That would be great.
You know?
But if not, then we are resigned to the fact that God has somebody, something else in mind for this time on radio. And we have surrendered to that reality if indeed you can't help us. But I'm asking you with everything I have to keep this program on the air because I want to be here. We all want to be here for you with a call center. And, you know, we've made cuts and changes to the tune of $50,000 a month just in the past couple of days because we have to. But we'd like to stay on the air. If that's where God is leading you, then that's where God's leading us. The number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. One or the other. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. If you don't have letters on your phone, it's 1-800-639-5433. Would you call us right now, 639-5433, 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry.
to make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.